I think the chairman's statement is in place because we really have to look at the structures and the institution that was set up 2 years back, and you now look at the new trend, even in terms of the powers of the commission itself. You see, in 2008, the Anti-Corruption Commission Act 2002 was revised, and the revised act provides lots of powers, independent prosecutorial powers to the ATC. That was itself a step forward in the fight against corruption. A step forward because in the past, before this amendment or before this revision, the commission itself was not strong enough to mount full-scale prosecution of people who are corrupt in the country, because the Attorney General Minister of Justice was very, very predominant, was very, very eminent in the process. But with the ATC Act in 2008 revised, I think a lot has been done in terms of strengthening the commission itself to do its job. And that aside, even the issue of putting into action programs like the declaration of assets by public servants, which has now taken up a front move because the president himself was the first to declare his assets, and a significant number of Sierra Leonean public servants have declared their assets. And probably there have been some prosecutions wherein the state funds that were initially misappropriated have been given back to the state. Look at the issue of the ombudsman, the former ombudsman of the country. He was indicted of corruption, prosecuted, and he paid back. And even the issue of high-profile prosecution and investigations now ongoing, that was not the case before, because there were some cases in the past when government officials were included, it was very difficult. But you take the case of the recent case of the alleged corruption charges of the minister, he was released, and now the anti-corruption is pursuing him. So this is more or less, there is a beginning of some serious action by the commission itself. And it has also been doing very well now with its anti-corruption strategy being popularized, and also trying to even set up anti-corruption commission district committees all over the country monitoring institutions. I think this is a show of some proactive move by the commission. However, as I've always been saying, corruption has been very endemic. It's deep-rooted in most African societies, including ours. You really need not be complacent because of such efforts. You really need to put more effort to make sure that people that want to become corrupt are deterred from being corrupt. That's my view.
What do you sense among Sierra Leoneans? Because I've heard some critics who say that although there are powers that strengthen the hand of the commission to go after corrupt leaders, they expected more.
Yeah, well, what do you mean by doing more? They should be relentless in its efforts to curb corruption. You see, it's an ongoing process. It has been with us for quite a number of years. You cannot just fix it overnight. And you really have to be determined, persistent and consistent to nip it in the bud. That is what I am saying. You know, we must begin to see that this is a relentless effort. It has to be ongoing, and it has to be very, very tough.